You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Rain beats down on the roof at the California Department of Fish and Wildlife Facility in Rancho Cordova, while an anesthetized bear lays on a table for examination by Dr. Jamie Payton.
Oh, man, you're looking awesome, girl. Kicking butt. You go.
Payton, chief of Integration Medical Service at UC Davis, is already seeing improvement in the bear's paws, which suffered third-degree burns in a wildfire. Payton read about the effectiveness of using the sterilized fish skin of tilapia to heal burn patients. Once sewn on, it promotes healing and minimizes pain. UC Davis interviewed Payton.
The bear, I will tell you, is probably the one that really inspired me to look into the tilapia bandages, because her wounds were so extensive and her pain was so severe. She was the one that made me say, you know what, I need to do something else. What else can I do? And I will make this work for her.
Tilapia has been used successfully in Brazil on people, but until Payton's treatment last year and again this month, it had never been used on animals.
Nothing is more rewarding than when you take an animal that won't walk because she's so painful, and we try a new therapy. I put those bandages, the tilapia skin, on her feet, and right after we got done and she woke up, she stood up for the first time and was able to walk.
Two bears and a mountain lion have all been released back into the wild. A bear cub is still healing. In Cincinnati, at Shriners Hospital for Children, surgeon Philip Chang heard about the bears, and it reminded him of the time he used a different kind of fish on a patient within the last year.
There's a product derived from cod fish skin called Kerasys. Dr. Dale, who's my partner at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, and I have used Kerasys on a couple burn patients. However, we are fortunate that we have an array of other products that work for different situations. So, in fact, fish skin is among our armamentarium of products available to burn patients.
Chang trained at UC Davis. More commonly, he uses a dressing containing a silver membrane that reduces the risk of infection. In the past, he's used pig skin, which stays on until the skin regenerates. The fish skin stays on, too.
The fish skin, or the tilapia skin that's harvested, does not truly engraft. In other words, the human body does not grow blood vessels into it, but rather it acts like a biologic bandage. The fish skin stays on over the wounds until the patient is able to regenerate their skin underneath the fish skin, and then the fish skin usually will peel off.
Dr. Chang says the fish skin is cheaper than other treatments, making it ideal for animals or people during a disaster.
I could foresee a time if there was, say, a mass casualty situation when we had hundreds of burn patients and we needed, you know, addressing, we ran out of our conventional dressing, then I think there would be a potential use.
Back in California, Dr. Payton sees tilapia as a way to save animals she may not otherwise have been able to save.
People always say, well, you know, that's a wild animal, you can't do that, or you can't make that. And I say, you know what, where there's a will, there's a way. And medicine is always something where you have to push yourself. Your patients inspire you, your clients inspire you, and you have to push yourself to think outside the box.
The California Department of Fish and Wildlife says on its Facebook page that the bears treated last year are thriving and have walked hundreds of miles on their treated feet. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.